Laura, successor to former political chief Ismail Haniyeh, who was assassinated in Tehran last week, the group said on Tuesday, in a move that reinforces the radical path pursued since the October 7th attack on Israel. Reuters' Leila Sharokhshahi reports.
Sinwa, the architect of the most devastating attack on Israel in decades, has been hiding in Gaza, evading Israeli attempts to kill him since the start of the war. News of Sinwar's appointment came as Israel braces for a likely attack from Iran following the killing of Haniyeh in Tehran. It may also reinforce Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu's insistence that Israel must pursue its campaign in Gaza to the end. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said a ceasefire must be the primary goal.
Leila Sharokhshahi from Reuters. On Wednesday, Thailand's constitutional court ordered the dissolution of the anti-establishment party move forward, stating that its campaign to revise the law protecting the monarchy from criticism threatened the democratic system. Alice Rizzo reports.
The decision comes around 6 months after the same court ordered Move Forward to drop its plan to reform a law on royal insults, ruling it was unconstitutional. In a unanimous ruling that cited the court's January decision, the judges said Move Forward had improperly used the monarchy to gain an election advantage, putting the palace in conflict with the people. The monarch is enshrined in the constitution as being in a position of revered worship, and the palace is seen by royalists as sacrosanct. Perceived insults of the monarchy are punishable by up to 15 years in jail. The disbandment of Move Forward, which won most seats in the 2023 election, is the latest setback for Thailand's major political parties that are embroiled in a two-decade battle for power.
That was Alice Rizzo reporting for Reuters. This is VOA News. Israeli forces raided the Balada refugee camp near the city of Nablus on Wednesday and destroyed the local